Welcome to the Voice of Texas Veterans, a production of Texas Veterans Commission, speaking up for Texas veterans since 1927.
Celebrate the military child with books. Thank you for joining us. I'm Julia Connor, Communications and Outreach at Texas Veterans Commission. We're the state agency that helps veterans, family members, and survivors access the state and federal benefits earned. April is the month of the military child, and today's episode features a military child who became an active duty soldier, an Army veteran, and now children's book author and veteran entrepreneur. Her name is Sarah Doran. She recently published her first book, The Peppered Sky. It follows the adventures of military kids Haley and Mason into a world of airborne, drop zones, military aircraft, and paratroopers. So how do you go from Black Hawk, helicopter mechanic, and crew chief to children's book author? Well, during her military service, Sarah met the man who would become her husband. After the military, marriage, and a baby, Sarah fell into a new career.
After we had our first son, I was actually studying to be an elementary teacher. One of the assignments that we had during my undergraduate schooling was to evaluate a specific type of children's book and study the authors. You know, are these stories written authentically? Growing up a military kid, I thought, oh, you know, I'll just pick military children's books for this project. And I was kind of astonished at the lack of stories that were available. The few that I did find that were available were very outdated or poor quality or just not written from a place of authenticity. That's really where the seed was planted in my heart for military children's stories. So about 5 years ago, I started writing. So my first story, The Peppered Sky, was published last March. And that's actually drawing from my experiences of watching my dad perform in some airborne training jumps. Author publishing is the route that I took. I knew that these stories were important, but I was not successful in finding publishers who valued these types of stories, which I think is so unfortunate because they're so necessary and needed. Being my own author publisher, I was able to create my own team of professionals. So I hired my illustrator who did the illustrations. I hired my designer, and then I found a printer in the United States. What I didn't realize when I began writing my children's stories was that it would become my own small business. And that's exactly what it is.
Our entrepreneur program, we help people with business plans and financing and all of the other things that come in concert with developing a business. All of your product is in your brain that has to be put in a form where people can enjoy it. Did you get one of those veteran verification letters or a veteran business logo or any of that?
Right. I'm actually in the process of getting some of these documents. I was only made aware of the resources available to me fairly recently after publishing my first book that the Texas Veteran Commission has available to me. I'm very excited about connecting with y'all more to be able to get some of those documents and things into place. And I know that there's so many other resources that y'all offer as well. I have been so encouraged by the other military children's writers that I've come into contact with these last couple of years. And I've had the thought that, you know, we need a publishing house that truly values military voices and veteran voices and the stories that children and adults are going to be able to relate to, see themselves in, and that will also instill a sense of, you know, pride in our military heritage. If anybody's interested in my next book, it's called Sleeping Giants, and it is about my helicopter experience as a female service member. So it's still written from the perspective of a military child, but his mom is a helicopter mechanic, and they get to go to the hangar and experience some adventure there.
And you said you had two boys?
No, I do. I have two boys. We had our first at the end of our enlistment, and his name is Chase, and we have another boy, and his name is Hunter. They're 10 and 7 now, and quite the handful. They keep me busy.
So are you going to put them in books? Are you going to have a Hunter and a Chase?
So I haven't decided on the names. However, I have a third story that's done, and it's in queue to be published after Sleeping Giants. And it's actually a story that truly pays tribute to our veterans, past and present, And it's actually written from my experience of taking my boys up to Fort Hood, Fort Cavazos, to the outside museum, experiencing adventure there. So it's a really special story. It's probably one of my favorites. It's my boys' favorite because they know that it's about them. So I don't know if I'll name my characters after them or not. I haven't decided that. And you can find more information about my books, my experiences, my background at my website, which is www.authorsarahdoran.com. I look forward to meeting more of you that way.
What advice do you have for budding entrepreneurs? Maybe somebody who's thinking about starting a business, whether it be something that you do or something else. What do you have? What kind of advice do you have for them to kind of get them on the right track?
For sure. So, you know, when I was thinking about writing a story, or you're thinking about going on a trip, or you're thinking about starting a business, it all starts with having a plan and honing in on the resources available to you and the experts around you. So anybody who's considering entrepreneurship or starting a business, it's just like anything else in life that you would plan for. You need to find the people who've done this, find the support system around you, and find that checklist of your steps and just go one thing at a time. You know, you can't, how do you eat an elephant? You take one bite at a time. And so just like with anything else in life, you take it baby steps at a time. And before you know it, you've created something beautiful that is touching the lives of many people around you.
In addition to publishing The Peppered Sky, Sarah also produces activity kits and study sets to go along with that book. You can find out more at authorsarahdoran.com. And you can get help starting or growing your business from our veteran business consultants. We issue that veteran verification letter that can help a new 100% veteran-owned business save a bunch of money on certain fees. TVC.texas.gov. Click on Entrepreneur. TVC.texas.gov is what you want to remember, because that website will take you to all the free services Texas Veterans Commission has to offer. We've told you before, don't pay anybody to file your VA disability claim. Our claims benefits advisors do it for free. You can make a claims phone appointment online with any claims advisor in the state. They don't have to be in your community. Pick the day and time that's convenient for you. You don't have to travel to a claims office. You can even sign documents online. TVC.texas.gov. Click on Claims. Our healthcare advocates can get you enrolled in the VA and assist with medical care issues. Stop by your local workforce commission or enroll online with a Work in Texas account and get connected with a veteran career advisor who helps veterans with significant barriers to employment. Employers, we have liaisons to help you find the qualified vets you want to hire. We have an education department. If you need information on the GI Bill or the Hazelwood education benefit for qualified Texas veterans, we can help with that. And of course, our mental health department works with communities around the state to ensure veterans and their families can access mental health services. Our Women Veterans Program has coordinators who reach out to women vets, reminding them that they earn benefits and here's how to get them. Also on the website, tvc.texas.gov, click on the grants directory to find veteran-serving organizations in your area that can provide direct assistance to veterans and their families, like financial assistance, mental health services, home remodeling, transportation, legal services, even child care. Grants also go to veteran treatment courts and veteran county service offices. All of the information I just mentioned on the website. Scroll around, fill out a contact form, help your veteran friends and neighbors who aren't so web savvy too. Help them get online. You can also call the info line at 1-800-252-VETS. That's 1-800-252-VETS. Texas Veterans Commission is also on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us a message, ask a question, we'll get the answer for you. You can also register for our virtual agency briefing and Q&A. It happens the second Tuesday of the month at 12 noon. Go to our events calendar at tvc.texas.gov and get yourself registered. You'll watch a video and then ask questions from our subject matter experts right then and there. Invite your friends. Make it a party. tvc.texas.gov. I'm Julia Connor. Thank you for listening to The Voice of Texas Veterans, a production of Texas Veterans Commission. Helping Veterans starts here.